That's better than I can't remember. At my age, you know, I think about something important that I have to say. Most of the time, I don't remember what I have to say. But anyway, I'd like to thank Canadians who came here and approved people. I mean, you caught. And somehow I recognize there are people like me. We need the same, we have the same ones for life. I remember back a while ago in Dunamico, I never heard of a chief. So one day people from all states came to Dunamico. And we find out I was a tribal president. So he called me chief. I told my wife, even tell my wife, she's the first lady. And my wife said, the first lady of Nunavik God. We're not used to, you know, having a special seat that reads. And then later on, delegates from EVCP selected me as second chief of EVCP. I didn't tell my wife right away. She might faint. Well, anyway, this is my diet, like with my other people who are over 70 years old. I used to have fish for breakfast, fish for lunch, fish for dinner. There was no hamburgers or McDonald's during those days. And I fish in Quinnipiac Pass, that's my river. And we're about maybe 3 miles from South Mount Yukon. At one time I make a joke. I fish my own river. I don't fish in the Yukon. But then, whatever goes into some rivers, there's lots of branches in Yukon. So I was going to tell Mr. Walker, I didn't catch the fish that you're supposed to catch in a holy cross. But anyway, you might have lost one fish because I caught it. Now living conditions. We have only one airline that serves us. Right now, if we go to Imama, it's about 18 miles. It costs us over 100 one week. If we go to Bethel, it costs us 300 one week. And some of us can't afford it. Not everybody is can get food stamps nowadays. And if you do get food stamps, you know, I see some sets full of food. I can't afford that one. I'm living in a just in the middle. I try to save whatever income I generate or food. And if there is an emergency, thanks to YK, if you don't have money, they bring you to a hospital. And last of all, I would like to thank Mr. Alstom. I look at Mr. Young Kid for right here, here in Kreisbach. We are fortunate to be fishing right now, back in the 50s and 60s, there used to be lots of fishing now. It's from outskirts or somewhere. And there was lots of fish too. I know there was some waste too, even there was lots of people that buy lots of fires. And I am hoping and praying that this fisheries will keep on going in the Yukon, South Mount Yukon, Newland North. We depend on some fishermen depend on it to whatever means he might get after fishing if you're lucky. And I remember when I used to fish, the only time I made money was five times, even though King season was over. But hopefully that fishing will be going on. I remember the times that when I was about 11 years old, I remember buying a pub for the first time. It was about 10 cents or less at a time. And the people used to say, times changing so much. So people used to say at that time, boy, if he was still living now, it would be like a nightmare. I caught myself home. Sometimes I'm watching the news. And I could hear all around me, the kids may get. They're not interested in the TV. And even my wife, right there. But anyway, I often think that this is one of the new technologies. I wonder what's going to be next. But I love you, I wish you all well. Good to see I'm following people. Even Mr. Walker, I was happy to see him as a I know it's a little bit about the background. Thank you. Morning.
Thank you very much, Edward. I always appreciate your sense of humor and comments, and you have a uncanny ability to give us a good picture of life in your community down there in the lower Yukon. Was there any questions or comments for Mr. Adams? Seeing none? Okay, I think maybe we'll break. We don't have any additional public testimony at this time. Maybe we'll break a little